reach the glory land. And by Jesus, I will stand. I am waiting for Him to call me home. For I pray both night and day, and with my soul I made it right, and I won't ever have to be alone anymore. What a wretch I have been, with my life so full of sin. But Jesus heard me and took my sins away. He gave me love, He gave me life. No more sorrow, no more strife. And now I'm waiting for Him to call my name. When I reach the glory land and take Jesus by the hand, I know I found a friend so kind and true. I'll be with Him forevermore. And as I stand there at the door, I'm going to tell my Savior about you. I stand waiting at the door, never have to want no more. Jesus made a mansion just years ago, Brother Jim. My name was sealed in there, and if nothing can take it out. There'd been many men, Brother Brian, that said, I'll exclude you or if you do this, or I'll do that if you do that. And you know what? I said, you do what you must do, but I will serve the Lord. Amen. I've had many men to say, Brother Terry, don't you do this. That's not profitable. And I said, well, what does the book say? And they said, well, Brother Terry, you're right, but we can't do that. But I want you to know today, Brother John, if the book supports it, Brother Terry is going to support it. Because I'm pretty soon, Brother Lon, going to stand in front of him. Somebody said, we're not going to stand in front of him. But we are, Brother Lonnie. The Bible says you'll give an account for all the deeds that's done in the body, brethren. Whether you believe that or not, it won't change, Brother John. And I want you to know, and when I stand before him, Brother Roger, I won't have to say after him, is my name written down there? I won't have to ask him, please look again. I know that it's there, because he won't make no mistake, Brother Arnold. And when he opens the book, Brother John, and when I go up to there, and you know he's going to say one of two things to every individual that comes before him. What's he going to say, Brother Lonnie? He's going to say one of two things, Brother John. Amen. Y'all pray, and I'll not be lengthy, but he's going to say, come in, you blessed of my Father, or depart from me, of you that worketh iniquity, for I never knew you. Brother Jim, I want you to know, how do you know Jesus, Brother Roger? I know him in pardon and remission of my sins. Brother Junior, the road gets hard sometimes, Brother Larry, but I want you to know, yesterday, brethren, like Brother Junior preaches so many times, and many other brethren, he'll make the rough way smooth, brethren, he'll make the winds calm down, Brother Kenny, and he'll make everything just perfect. Like Brother Jimmy Dale used to preach, it's like little baby bear soup, Brother Junior, it's just right, you don't have to worry about it. It's not too hot or too cold. Everything's just perfect. Brother Larry, today, us today, brethren. I want you to understand, Brother Junior, for many years I've stood here and tried to counsel the church and tell them what's right and what's wrong. And many times, Brother Junior, I failed. But I want you to know, yeah, today I want you to understand, Brother Jim, what lies ahead of you. Many a sleepless night, Brother Junior, worrying about, did I declare your whole counsel? And I'm not trying to scare you, Brother John, but I'm telling you today, Brother John, you all pray just for a minute of time. Yes, today I want you to know, I understand, Brother Lonnie, an old brother on the second weekend of this month here. He came down to the lunchroom and he asked me, did you preach this? And I said, I don't know what I preached. But he said, it's sound doctrine. I'm not asking you today. Yes, today, I want you to know, I want you to understand, brother, when God calls you, Brother Junior, today, and he sends you out, brother. Yes, today, Brother Carl, he'll equip you, Brother John, to do the job. You don't have to worry, today. Brother Jim, I want you to know here, and Brother Fred, when you stand here, the words will come, brother, and he'll give them to you. Brother Edward, you don't have to leave the church and know where you preach or not, Brother Jim. You'll have knowledge of that, brother. Brother Keith, Brother Keith's been into it a while, and he can tell you every time he preached and the times he didn't. Brother John, I want you to know, every time God blesses me, I have knowledge of that, and you know what, and I want you to know that he's coming soon, Brother John. I want you to know, coming soon, Brother Kenny, in his always glory, we're going to see him. I want you to know, there'll be some, Brother, Brother Lonnie, that'll be crying. Yes. Would you not let me see him? Let the rock fall, and the face behind me. But Brother Darwood, I want you to know, every eye's going to see him. And every ear's going to hear him. And you know what? And they're going to bow, Brother John. What about you today? If you was to, if the eastern sky was to open up, and he would come, Brother John Mitchell, would you, I know what you'd say. I've been looking for you for a long time. Oh, but if he come today, would you be one of them to say, oh, hide me, Brother Roger, I don't want to see him. You know what? Oh, but I want to see Brother Larry more than I do anything else. My precious brother and I probably talked an hour last night about all the old time, Brother Larry. Daddy's been gone a long time. Mommy's been gone a little while. Oh, but Brother Roger, I want to see Jesus. I want to see him, Brother Arnold. And you know what, Brother Fred? When I see him, I'm going beyond him. Where are you going, Brother Jim? I'm going to see the Father. And what about that, Brother Kenny? When we see the Father, Sister Carol, what a glorious time it'll be. Oh, and Lori, there'll be many of the saints there. All of them will be there. and Brother Junior, and everyone's going to fit right in. You won't have to worry about where you're too tall, where you're too short, where you're too big or not. God, everybody's going to fit right in, Brother Jim. It's not like down here. Everybody looks upon people and says, ain't he a handsome man? Ain't she a good-looking woman? But God don't look like that, Brother Junior. He looks in your heart, Brother Keith. He don't look on your faith. To me, Rita's the prettiest woman in the building, as far as I'm concerned. But you know what, Brother Junior? Oh, why do I think that? Because I love her. Why does the father think that his children are pretty? Why does he think they are special, Brother John? Because he loves them, Brother John. Oh, you know, this morning when I held my loving wife in my arms, she said all the pain was gone at that time. You know why, Brother John? Because the love had overcome everything. That's how it's going to be in the morning, Brother Larry. You won't have to worry about your heart no more. You won't have to worry about where the next breath is coming from. Oh, Brother John, everything is going to be well when we get there. So you young people that are here today and stayed with us, Judy, I'm glad you're here, honey. Oh, many times I still look for you on the job when I go in there, because I knew there would be a kind word and a smiling face for me when I pass by. I look for that, but no more are you there. Oh, but I want you to know you made a difference in folks' life there. Oh, but here, I want you to know, oh, Brother Fred, Jesus made a difference in me one day. Brother Junior, what did he do? Oh, he saved my soul. And Brother Lonnie, he set me on a road. Where's that road going to? Brother John, there's only one place, Brother John, that it's going. Somebody said we got too many Johns here. We got two here. And we got two more. And you know what? But it's just like Christians. You can't get enough of them in the house, Brother John. Oh, so if I never see you and no more, if I never been able to be able to address you again, Brother Jim, it's been a joy to be part of your life, Brother Arnold. It's been a joy to be able to say one more time, Brother Jim, maybe I can get down and wash your feet. Many years ago, Brother Jim, when we were in the little old school building where we went, we never dreamed of being here together, did we not? We never thought of it. But you know, God knew all the things. And even at that time, Brother Jim, we had so much pride about it. I wouldn't have washed your feet, and neither would you have washed mine. Brother Jim, oh, but God come and made a difference in her life. And you know what? Brother, I would get down now. You know what Jesus done? He knew he was a devil, did he not? And what did he do, Brother Brian? Oh, he got right down and he washed his feet. Did that make him any different? No. It didn't change him, Brother Carl. But I've come to the place, Brother Jim, where I'm willing for God's will to be done in my life. Are you willing, Michael, for the will to be done in your life? Are you going to wake up some morning and say, I wish I'd have served you? You know what? I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you that God is coming back again. And I want you to know, he said, I thought Jesus was coming back again. And they're warm. And he's coming back again. And you know what, Brother John? When he steps off the throne, it's all going to be over, Brother John. Oh, Brother Darwin, if my son don't get on the cloud, Brother Lon, with me, it'll still be heavy. But I want him to get on there.